Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-G-G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can listen to the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it started out at about 95 degrees, and the weather has gotten hotter as the day has gone on, and now it's about 105 degrees out here in the desert. That's right, Las Vegas is in the desert in Nevada, and it's 105 degrees today in the desert, so it's hot. Yes, it's warm, it's burning up, and it's going to get hotter before the end of the day. So, if you come to Vegas, make sure you wear shorts and a t-shirt and get ready for some warm weather, because it's hot in Las Vegas. Now that the virus is subsiding, we're open 100%. All the casinos are open. All the live acts are performing, and the gambling is at an excess, and the drinks are flowing, and the food is cooking in the buffet. All you can eat is happening all over Vegas. So we're at full occupancy right now. Everything is open, and it's wide open for the kids to come and enjoy the summer activities in Las Vegas. The swimming pools are open, and the pool park is wide open, where they got 25 pools with swimming, with diving boards and slides that slide right into the water. It's activity fun for all kids of all ages. And the circus is open, and it has games on the second floor for kids to play pinball and video games and all kind of arcade games. And they have a circus that's performing inside on the big top in the second floor of Circus. So it's activities all over Las Vegas. Las Vegas is once again the activity center and the entertainment capital of the world. And now that I've talked about the weather in Las Vegas, I want to tell you a joke. Well, there was a man sitting in his living room reading a newspaper, and his wife was in the kitchen cooking dinner because they were having a dinner party later on that night. And she said, "Hey, I'm out of snails, that I need for the appetizer. So go down to the beach and get me a bucket full of snails. And she gave her husband the bucket, and he went out the door and went down the stairs to the beach, and he started collecting snails. And while he was collecting the snails, he looked up and further down on the beach, walking along the waterfront, was this beautiful lady. And he saw her and he said, "Wow, she's beautiful. I wish she was down here talking to me." But she was a long way off, and he turned his head and kept on collecting the snails, putting them in the bucket for his wife's dinner party. And then a little while later, he looked up and the woman was standing right over him. And he started talking to her, and they had a real interesting conversation. And she invited him back to her house for some drinks. So he went to the house, and he had some drinks with the lady. And they ended up having a good time. And the next thing you know, he got in bed with the lady, and they were having sex. And after they had sex, he went to sleep. And he woke up the next morning and realized that he had missed his wife's dinner party. So he jumped up and got dressed and ran out of the woman's house and ran down the beach carrying the bucket of the snails all the way down the beach. And he got to his house and he was running up the stairs, and he dropped the bucket on the stairs, and all the snails fell out and rolled all the way down the steps. And he looked at the snails, and then he looked up at his door, and his wife was standing at the front door, and she had her hands on her hips, and she was mad. She said, "Where have you been? You were gone all night. And you missed the dinner party and everything. So where have you been?" And he looked at the snail, and then he looked at his wife again, and then he looked at the snail, and he said, "Come on, fellas, we're almost there. We just have a little further to go, and we'll be at home." And that's a joke from G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA basketball. Sports! G Money Sports Report. Well, the NBA is in round two of the NBA playoffs in the Western Conference, and in the Eastern Conference, there are four teams that are playing in the conference. And in the West, the Utah Jazz are still playing the Los Angeles Clippers. And what's the status of the Clippers-Utah Jazz series right now, DJ Papa D?
The Utah Jazz and the LA Clippers are tied 2-2.
Okay, 2-2. Go ahead, Clippers. Keep playing ball, fellas. They were number four in the conference, and the Utah Jazz was the winner of the conference. So this is a good series for the Los Angeles Clippers. Okay, and I think the Phoenix Suns beat the Denver Nuggets, so their series is over with, correct?
Right.
And there's no other teams playing in the West. If they're just waiting on Utah and the Los Angeles Clippers to finish their series. Okay, so let's go to the Eastern Conference. We have the Milwaukee Bucks are playing the Brooklyn Nets. And what's that series look like right now?
The Brooklyn Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks are tied 2-2.
Oh, they're tied 2-2 also. Okay, and what about the Philadelphia 76ers, who are number one in the Eastern Conference, and they're playing the Atlanta Hawks, who are number five in the conference. What's going on in that series?
And that series is tied 2-2 also.
Okay. So the Eastern Conference still has two games going, four teams still playing for the title of the Eastern Conference. Okay, so we're waiting on an outcome from the East, and we still are waiting on the outcome from the Western Conference. So, okay, that's G-Money's NBA Sports Report for June 16th, 2021. So let's talk about the NHL. They were in the middle of their playoffs, and what's going on with the NHL?
In the National Hockey League, there are two series in the semifinals. Las Vegas Golden Knights from the West are playing the Montreal Canadiens from the North, and the New York Islanders from the East are playing the Tampa Bay Lightning from the Central Division. And in the first series, the Golden Knights lead the Montreal Canadiens 1-0. And in the second series, the New York Islanders lead the Tampa Bay Lightning 1-0.
Okay, so they're playing the best of seven in the hockey series also?
That's right.
Okay, so we're just in the first round for the semifinals in each division. Okay, well, that's the NBA Sports Report for the National Hockey League for June 16th, 2021. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break and play a couple of my songs, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So, we were in the airport, but we were still waiting on our buddy to come from the security check-in section. And we were sitting talking with the flight attendants. So they called us, and he walked out and met us halfway in the airport, and we went to the security section and picked him up. And he was mad. Oh, he was pissed off because he had to strip down to his underwear, and they checked his booty hole to see if he had any kind of ammunition or any kind of guns in his butt. Now, what kind of mess is that? And that's what he thought, too. What kind of mess is that? How am I going to carry a gun in my butthole? What kind of stupid do they think I am? there was myself, Warren Warrior, Anthony Wyatt, and his little brother, Lewis Wyatt, Ricky Holloway, and his little brother, Bernard Holloway. When I was a kid, like eighth grade, growing up in L.A., every other day I was going to Hollywood on the bus. And one Saturday, I got together with six of my friends. And we got on the bus on Western, and we rode to Hollywood. Now, we went and sat in the very back of the bus. And Anthony sat on the side of the bus by the back door. Now, Anthony is my buddy that danced on Soul Train when he got older. So, Anthony was about 5'8". And he only weighed 100 pounds. And Anthony decided he wanted to bring his ghetto blaster. So he was listening to the radio as he was sitting there. And when we get into Hollywood, three sailors get on the bus. And two of them were white guys, and one was a black guy. So when they got to where they were getting off the bus, the two white sailors got off the bus. But the black sailor didn't get off the bus. He reached over and grabbed the ghetto blaster that Anthony was holding, and he tried to snatch it out of Anthony's hand and tried to get him to give it up. And Anthony wasn't letting the radio go. And the guy punched him in the face and then pulled on the radio. And Anthony then let the radio go. Then the guy punched Anthony again and pulled on the radio. Anthony didn't let it go. And then the man punched Anthony like 5 times in the face. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And we just sat there. We were in a state of shock. And Anthony was not giving it up. He wasn't very heavy at all. He didn't have a lot of weight on him. He was just a little skinny kid, but he wanted that radio. And the guy punched him about 20 times in the face. Oh, 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 oh. And he hit him over and over again. And Anthony was holding on to that radio for dear life. He did not let it go. And so eventually, the guy realized that Anthony wasn't going to let the radio go. And and he tried to get out the back door. And the bus driver had pulled over to the side of the street and was sitting there. The soldier was trying to get out the back door, and the bus driver wouldn't open the back door for him. In fact, I looked up at the driver, and he was looking in his rearview mirror, looking at us. Looking at us. Because I guess he was thinking, well, if I don't let him out the back door, you guys can jump him. It's six of us. So he was thinking that we were going to be able to jump up and attack the sailor and get even for all of the blows that the sailor gave Anthony. But like I said, we were just kids. So we just sat and watched what was going on. We didn't move. When he saw we weren't going to do anything, the bus driver eventually opened the door and let the sailor off. And the sailor jumped off the bus and was caught up with his other sailor friend. And when they closed the door, everybody turned and looked at me. Like, Gregory, how come you didn't do anything? And I'm like, what was I gonna do? That dude was big. Plus, he's a soldier in the United States Navy. I'm not messing with him. And they said, but you had your nunchuck. But I didn't bring it to fight with anybody on the bus. Because you can't swing nunchucks on a bus because they're rails. You swing nunchucks and you hit the rail. So I couldn't fight with anybody on the bus with my nunchuck. Anthony was kind of disappointed because nobody would take up for him. But we told him that we weren't going to look after him, that we told him not to bring that radio, and he brought it anyway. So after that, he carried that radio proudly as we walked down the street to go to the movie, and we went to the movie. We got ice cream and pizza, and we had a good time. And then he turned the radio on while we were walking down the street, getting back on the bus to go home. And Anthony still didn't let the radio go. And he still didn't let the radio go.
That's where I wanted to go. I wanted to go play in the show. I almost made it. I was just that close to playing in the pros, and I got hit with a baseball trying to show off my bat. I was trying to show my coach I could hit left-handed, even though I just got up and hit a 550-foot shot right-handed. So I switched it up trying to show off, and I was fast, too.
So they knew I could run. So I was just showing them I could get on base if I'm batting right-handed or left-handed. And I was going to steal some bases. Oh, yeah, I was going to get up and show out. And I got hit in the face with a hanging curveball. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Garage Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worthing pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded for my listening audience. But before I do, I have a short joke that I want to share with you. There was a man that was walking through New York. He was walking up and down the street, and he walked into a restaurant and sat down at a table and started looking at the menu. And the waitress came and asked if she could take his order. And he said, yes, you can. I'll have a bowl of soup. And she said, okay. And she grabbed the menu from him and walked into the kitchen and came back with a big bowl of soup, sat it down on the table in front of him, and said, enjoy your meal. And he said, thank you very much. And he looked around. And then he said, waitress, waitress, I need your help. I have a problem. And she came and she said, what's your problem? How can I help you? He said, taste the soup. And she said, why? Is it too hot? He said, no, taste the soup. And she said, is it too cold? He said, no, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough meat in it? He said, no, taste the soup. And she said, why? It doesn't have enough vegetables in it? He said, no, please, taste the soup. And she said, okay. And she reached around and she said, where's your spoon? And he said, aha, that be my problem. You didn't give me a spoon to eat my soup with. And that's a joke from G Money. And if you recognize the joke, that joke came from Coming to America with the white man in the barber shop. That was his joke to add to the jokes in the conversation in the barbershop. So, all right, now let's hear a real story that I recorded for the listening audience for you to listen to today. So, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and lock your chair, because I got a real interesting story for you now. So DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience today. And we'll be back with some more music and more of the show in a minute.
This is Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the streets, and I want to invite everybody to listen to the town hall meeting. See, in the neighborhood, we had more kids from Western on the east side to Cimarron on the west side, and from 66th Street on the north side, no, on the south side, to Gage on the north side. And we had kids, I had a group of guys, my crew, it was 15 of us, and we grew up together playing ball, going bowling, playing tennis, playing football, softball, baseball, and basketball, and running track, because we all grew up in the YMCA. And on our street, we played what we call team tag, where we would divide the teams up into like 10 people on each side, and we would have two bases. and we would divide up into teams, and we would play team tag. And the object of the game was to get from one home base to the other home base. And so we would run, and that's where all of the guys developed all of their moves, because we learned to fake and run and fake out the other players on the other team. And we had some girls on the team that were really fast, like Kim Mitchell and Karen Mitchell, which was like my two sisters that grew up three houses from the corner of Gramercy. And they were real fast. I don't know how good their moves were, but they could outrun most of the guys on our block. And then we had Warren Warrior, and he was real fast, and he had a lot of moves. He could stop and start like at the drop of a hat. He would come up as soon as you get ready to tag him, he would just freeze. And then you would go to tag him, and he would take off running. So he had real good moves. He would stop and start real quick. And then we had a guy that lived on the corner in the 2000 block on 66th Street. His name was Chucky Thomas. And he could run real fast. He was real fast, and he had stop-and-go moves, too. And he would run, and it was hard to catch him. And then, of course, it was me. And I had my buddy Allen that was in the 20 block of 2000, the 2000 block on 65th Place. And we had a white boy. His name was Billy Consolo, William Consolo. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he must have come home. He came to town and had sex with Billy's mother, and that's how Billy was born, because he never saw his daddy. His daddy didn't ever come and visit him or stay with him or anything. But my boy Billy was the only child, and he was a white boy, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. And we played with all kind of toys with Billy. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times. We played that game. We played that almost every day after school. Everybody would line up about 5 o'clock, and we'd pick teams, and then we'd play. And we would play until dark. We would run around even in the dark. So we played after we came in and did our homework, because, you know, Mama made sure we did our homework first. So we'd go inside and do our homework, and then we'd meet everybody outside about 5 o'clock. And we'd pick teams, and we'd play our team tag game. And we had a lot of kids that came from other neighborhoods, other blocks that wanted to play with our game. But we always picked the best players to be on our team because we knew who was fast and we knew who could fake out people. And we knew people that had the testimony to be a good player. So we enjoyed that. That game was really good. And, well, usually Chucky and Warren would be the captains of the teams. But I would always get picked like one of the first guys. And then Kim would get picked as one of the first girls. And then we had another girl named Val. And she was in the 1900 block. And she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig. And they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. Yeah, Val was something else. She was about 6th or 7th grade, and she wore a wig, and she was going to school. She didn't go to our Catholic school, so I don't know where she went to school, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her, but I know she wore a wig, and the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. And she was real fast, though. They didn't really get away with her, get away from her while they were running from her. But, yeah, she was fun. She was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. That's the end of my story. Thank you for listening.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Drum, please!
Slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair, cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more, cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kissed. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch, while the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout. It looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment fronting and maxing, chilling in the car, they spend all day waxing. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
This is Geek Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Well, now it's time for me to talk to my fan club members that are listening to today's radio show. But before I do, I have a short poem that I want to recite for their listening pleasure. And it's kind of goofy, but it goes like this. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other. The deaf policeman heard the noise and came and shot. the two dead boys. Now, if you don't believe this song is true, ask the blind man, because he saw it too. That's G-Money, the pimp comic. All right, let's get on with our $50 cash prize drawing today. Today is just a matter of the call-in guest calling in and being number 26. Call in and become number 26 and claim the $50 cash prize. You don't have to answer the titles to any movie, no titles to no song. You just have to be the 26th caller to call in to the radio station and claim the number 26 spot and receive the $50 cash prize. So, we got 5 minutes to call into the station and be number 26, and you can win $50 cash prize for calling into the station. So, you have 5 minutes to call into the station. And in the meantime, DJ Papa D, play my song, I Got Dogs in My Hood, for your listening audience. Listen to this new song, people. I got dogs in my neighborhood. I want to tell you about the dogs in my hood. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times. March it up four times. On two times. On three times. March it up, doggy, dust it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central L.A., you go to 65 Place and go to the middle of the block. And you go to the seventh house. And then you listen and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, cause he's a guard dog and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street, you run down the block and get somewhere, cause he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with a shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready, get ready to run somewhere, cause he's a guard dog and his name is Champ. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the three houses across the street, and he smells the bushes and he pees in the trees. He marks his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog and he's on patrol. He's a guard dog and he's doing his thing because he's taking care of the property, and he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dog in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65 place. And if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beach. He's in the corner house. And if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, because he's a guard dog and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, because he's B-I-T-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious. Oh, yes. He will bite. He got big teeth. And he growls and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, because he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, because he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, because he's the controller on the corner. And letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, because he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs, and they deal with the mob. They're a guard dog, and yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs, and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see him out, you better cross the street and run the other way. Because this is guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood. And they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should. Because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge. And they take care of it. And so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs. Guard dogs. Are the dogs in my hood. Guard dogs. And they're up to no good. They are guard dogs. And they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. V-I-C-I-O-U-S. Yes, they're bitches. Hell yes, they're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the streets. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way. Because they're guard dogs. And they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood. They're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. Welcome to Gregory Story. Well, now it's time for me to give the $50 cash prize away to a caller that was number 21. I hear that I can get 21 callers to call into the station to claim the money. Well, I keep telling you, you got to keep calling people. You can't stop short. You got to keep calling until we hear caller 21 or 25 or 26 or 18 or 17. You got to keep calling. If you want to win the money, I just have it sitting here waiting to give to you when you call in and you're the caller. So, unfortunately, we didn't have a caller today. So, I can put the money in the account for Thursday's radio show at 3 o'clock, and we'll try to give away $50 on Thursday. But anyway, that's it for today's show. Oh, no, I forgot. Let's do the financial report on the G999, that's G999 coin. And the price of the coin right now is 0.0059. So it's closer to a penny, people. It's rising.
Actually,
so
Actually, it's 0.0050 today.
Oh, okay. Well, it's 0.0050. So it dropped a little bit from yesterday's report. Okay, so that means you can still collect a lot of coins and have an opportunity to make a lot of money when the coin rises. Because it's going up and it's going down, and it's rising and it's falling. But one day it's going to break out, and it's going to be worth a lot of money. And if you own a lot of coins, you're going to make a lot of money. Okay, so I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to wish you a good evening. Thank you to my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my radio show engineer. And we'll be back with you on Thursday for another exciting radio show full of jokes and stories and good music and some information about the G999 coin. So, sign up and join the wealth building team and make a lot of money. I'm G Money, and I'm out of here. I'll see you on Thursday. God loves you, and I love you too. So wear your mask and wash your hands and maintain your social distance so that you don't take anything home with you that you didn't leave the house with. Because the virus is real, and it's searching for somebody to take hold of. So watch yourself. Make sure you get your virus shot, and you can be saved from the virus. Okay. I'm out of here. Good night, peace, love, and a lot of soul. I'm out of here. Peace. See you on Thursday. And watch some basketball games and some hockey games tonight and tomorrow and Thursday. And stay up on what's going on. And we'll be back for more on Thursday. So good night. I'm out. Later. DJ Papa D. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money. Because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation. Because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot, and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Money, that's what you say. You say, money.
That's what you say. You say G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G-G- get money, get money. Like I said, he's so pretty, he can get this stuff. Get money, get money. Get money, get money. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, get money, get money. Get money, get money. Get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Oh, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. That's what you say. Get money. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say, get money, get money. Get money, get money. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy's pretty. Like I say, you gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Get money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy's pretty. Like I say, that's G money, G money, G money, G money. He's pimp crazy, playboy silly. You gotta love it, gotta love it, gotta love it. Like I say,
I'm doing a deep since the day I was born.
G money.
I'm a comedian from L.A. I work from Diego to the Bay.
Get money.
I'm G-Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Like I say, get money, get money. Get money. Like I say, get money, get money. Get money. Like I say, get money, get money. Get money. Like I say, get money, get money. Get money. Like I say,
everybody's got a little light under the sun, under the sun, under the sun, under the sun.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.